The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
We made it. Super Bowl weekend is here. I have to admit, before the season started, I thought this was a pipe dream. I never thought we'd make it this far. Of course, I think I underestimated the country's appetite for, fatality totals due to COVID-19. But nevertheless, here we are. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline.
Super Bowl championship and Super Bowl MVP. What can you possibly do to top this?
Win another one.
Fire the cannon!
Tom Brady goes there.
Now they're in the Super Bowl. What is it Tom Brady is known for? Winning the Super Bowl.
All right, Super Bowl weekend, as I said, the Chiefs, 3-point favorites, went from 3.5 to 3, but don't forget, they're playing at Tampa, which means on a neutral field, you got to figure they'd be, you're supposed to get 3 points for being at home, right? I mean, now it's home versus the road. So in this case, what would that mean? 4.5 points if it was in a neutral site, 6 points if it was in Kansas City. I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked that the Bucs are favored here. Sorry, that the Chiefs are favored here. I think the Bucs should be favored. Think about this game for a second. I keep bringing it up. The offensive tackles that are missing for Kansas City. Both Pro Bowl caliber guys. Second team, all NFL for the decade, according to Pro Football Focus. Mitch Schwartz, out since week 11, won't play in this game. Eric Fisher on the other side. First overall pick in the draft, multiple-time Pro Bowler, out with the Achilles, gone, no offensive tackles. And that compromised line, they're missing another starter on the offensive line too. That compromised line is going up against Vita Vea, who was not supposed to play, supposed to be out for the season. That's how it was reported after the Chicago loss. Vita Vea, out for the season. No, he's back, 350-pound nose tackle. Ndamukong Suh, Shaquille Barrett, and JPP. So they're going to collapse the pocket in the middle. They're going to get a push in the middle. No place for Patrick Mahomes to step up into. There's going to be pressure off the edges. They're going to contain him, and they're going to pressure him. And that's with four against a depleted offensive line. On the other side, the Chiefs may have an underrated defense, but the Bucs have a top five offensive line in football. They have an elite offensive line. Chiefs should not be able to get the same kind of pressure on Brady that the Bucs can get on Mahomes. Now, what about the next level of the defense? Bucs, I'd say they probably have the best linebacker tandem in the NFL. They have banged up safeties, but their corners have been playing great. And not just covering everyone, but getting turnovers. All three levels of the defense producing turnovers for the Bucs. The Chiefs, on the other hand, have the worst red zone defense in the league. They have a bad red zone defense. I don't remember if it's statistically the worst. It's a bad one. They don't stop teams in the red zone. And now think about the kind of style of play here. The style of play is going to be, well, like Arians runs a lot on early downs, right? And a lot of times that would be a problem because, you know, you're third and long if everyone knows the run's coming. Except Tom Brady is maybe the greatest third down quarterback of all time. That feeling you get from a quarterback, oh, he's just clutch. What you're really feeling, what you're seeing, is quarterbacks who are good on third down. Brady is great on third down and has been great in these playoffs on third down. If Rodgers was as good as Brady on third down in these playoffs, they'd be playing the Packers, the Chiefs would be, instead of the Bucs. So what that means is they'll run. Even if they're in third and long situations, Brady will probably dig them out of it with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown and Scotty Miller and Gronk and Brate. The only guy they're missing on the offense is O.J. Howard. With time to throw and blocking for the run. So that means when they're running, time of possession will go to the Bucs. Think about this Super Bowl for a second. And then on the other side, Patrick Mahomes has no place to step up to. He's going to face pressure off the edges. Now he has Tyreek Hill. They're going to bracket Tyreek Hill, guaranteed. And they'll be able to do it because they'll get pressure with four. Travis Kelce is going to have to be Superman. He's going to have to block. He's going to have to block for the run. He's going to have to pass protect, block for the run, and he's going to have to catch passes, and he's going to have to get yards after catch. And he's going to have to be a red zone target. And as important as Kelsey's going to be, Patrick Mahomes is going to have to be Superman. And that's my point. The reason the Chiefs are favored is because we're expecting Patrick Mahomes to be Superman. Would a win make Brady the greatest winner in the history of team sports? That was the question we asked on First Take today. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise. Would a win, not if he loses. If he loses, Brady, think about how the small sample sizes in football, even a guy who's been in the Super Bowl as much as Brady. If he loses the Super Bowl, he's 10 appearances, 6 wins. It's amazing, but almost half the time you're losing. You're losing almost as much as you're winning in the big game. If he wins the Super Bowl, oh my God, 7 rings. The modern ring record was Jordan with 6. Jeter and Kobe got 5. Brady would be on 7. And also, not only have you made the Super Bowl in half the seasons of your career, in 70% of those you've won. Would that make him the biggest winner in the history of sports? Well, Bill Russell, 11 chips. But Bill Russell did that in an era where there were not very many teams, and it was not a league where, like nowadays, the NBA, you can almost literally say, you can almost say without hyperbole, without being hyperbolic, everyone in the world who can play in the NBA is playing in the NBA. If you can, you do it. Like, so competitive. It was not that league when Bill Russell dominated. You know, on the other hand, and Bill Russell always had great teams around him. On the other hand, I love this stat. Bill Russell played 21 deciding games in his career as a high school, college, you know, basically as an amateur and pro, 21 deciding games. It came down to this one game. Now, if he was 17-4 in those games, oh my God, like Brady's played in 9 of them. He's 6-3, and that's oh my God. Bill Russell, well, that's the Super Bowl. Bill Russell played in 21 as an amateur and pro. He won 17-4. He won 19-2. He's 21-0. And if you look at his game 7 records, 30 points, 40 boards, it's unbelievable. So Bill Russell's a candidate. But I think when we talk about this, we're really talking modern sports. And Bill Russell played in the kind of pre-modern era of the NBA, pre-shot clock, pre-absorption of the ABA, not very many teams, not a lot of international players, if any. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar deserves some thought here. He, back then, you could only play 3 years in college, right? You couldn't play as a freshman. 3 years in college, he was 3-time player of the year, 3-time national champion, and they almost went undefeated in his college career. They almost never lost, literally. And then he won 6 as a pro. Kareem deserves some credit here. But the answer, of course, is Michael Jordan. Even if Brady won 7 out of 10, he wouldn't be Jordan. First of all, Brady was never seen as undisputedly the best player who ever lived. The greatest, most accomplished, yes, but I think Mahomes is better than Brady's ever been. Rodgers more talented, you know. Joe Montana had the same success in his prime, maybe more in his prime. But more than that, the first time Michael Jordan had a single other All-Star, it was Scottie Pippen. And that year, they took the reigning and defending and would go on to be back-to-back champion Pistons 7 games. The only reason the Pistons beat the Bulls that year, Pippen had a migraine, so he wasn't an All-Star. So they lost. The next year Pippen hit his prime, Jordan never again didn't win the championship in under 7 games. And as great as Brady would be if he won his 7th, fate of the universe on the line, any athlete ever, give him the ball, take us there. I think if you put it to a worldwide vote, Jordan would probably get more votes than everyone else combined, including Tom Brady. But Brady will have transcended. He's already transcended football. If he wins 7 out of 10, it's just unthinkably great, especially if his team beats a prime Patrick Mahomes, who's the best player I ever laid eyes on in the NFL. Ice Cube is on the line. Rapper, actor, director, icon, legend, entrepreneur on the Goodyear Hotline. Cube, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, Max? How you feeling?
Great to have you on. Thanks for coming on. Got an album dropping.
Well, it's a single.
A single.
Not a whole album.
Gotcha.
Just dropped a song. Well, you know what I mean? A little taste.
Gotcha. Tell me about it.
a song, you know, just a song called Trying to Maintain, mm-hmm. which I think everybody can relate to mm-hmm. after the year we done had. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it's great when you can put your feelings into some art, you know. So, you know, being able to get it out your system and put it on a song, you know, if you paint, you know, whatever you do to creatively, you know what I mean, kind of, you know, I guess, expunge everything, you know, you do it. And so music has always been that for me.
Well, let me ask you before, I mean, we got to talk LeBron, we got to talk the Lakers, we got to talk the Super Bowl, of course, but all the different hats you've worn, right? I mentioned acting, obviously rapping, obviously directing. You're an entrepreneur, you basketball league, the whole thing. What is the thing? What is your thing that you know, the way Kobe, when all the controversy was going on with him, he could escape into basketball. What's the thing for you? What is your thing that you do best, that you get the most pleasure from, where you feel the most at home?
You know, doing new music. That's, you know, an incredible outlet. You know, I've always looked at it as art. And, you know, so being able to do that is the greatest feeling. Mm. You know, besides getting on stage and performing the songs and getting a reaction from people, you know, I don't know if you can beat that, you know, anywhere in the world. So those two things are where it's at. You know, I love to do music, new music, and I love to perform. So, you know.
Talking to Ice Cube.
I'm missing performing, but I can do music, you know what I mean?
Of course. Talking to Ice Cube on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Got a new single out, Trying to Maintain. That's dropping today, correct?
Yes, out on all platforms. You know, check it out.
You know,
go to YouTube and check it out, you know, if you just want to see what it's about.
We got to get into LeBron and the Lakers and, of course, the Super Bowl. But I just got to say, it was obvious to me when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. There were some guys in hip-hop who you could see were going to be stars for a long time, music or no music. I thought, and back then I always thought of you and LL. On the East Coast and the West Coast, LL and Ice Cube were so obviously stars. And like, you know, now how many decades is it later? And you're, you know, and here you guys are. You could throw Snoop in there too. So speaking of stars, LeBron James came out very vocally, Cube, and said he did not want to play in the All-Star game and that he had no excitement for it, no energy for it. He was told that there wasn't going to be an All-Star game. Now he's got to play one. But what's curious to me is apparently what I've heard is Chris Paul was pushing for this. And they're supposed to be boys, right? Like, how could LeBron, could Chris Paul be pushing for something and LeBron not even be aware of it? I find that hard to believe. And if it is the case, then is there some kind of schism in the players' union where guys like De'Aaron Fox, who are young and aren't going to play in the postseason, and guys like LeBron, who are old and will be playing deep into the postseason, neither one of those guys want to do it, but Chris Paul wants it? Cube, what's your read of this situation?
Well, I mean, I don't take it as deep as that. You know, Chris Paul got a job to do. LeBron got a job to do. They're not on the same team in the middle of a season, so I'm pretty sure they're not, you know, communicating like people would think. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's about the league. And LeBron may feel that way today. But as it get closer, you know, these All-Star games are, you know, very prestigious. You know, you don't want to miss one just because you didn't feel like playing, especially at the end of your career. You don't know how many more All-Star games is coming. So I just think that's how you felt when they asked him the question. But as it get closer, I'm pretty sure he's gonna go get the fans what they love him for. You know, so I don't take it as a big, you know, controversy.
Ice Cube on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Cube, meantime, LeBron, like, you know, Brady's doing this amazing thing with longevity. 43 years old in his 10th Super Bowl, and you can't just say, well, it's Belichick anymore, brand new team. LeBron is doing something crazy with longevity because Kareem was great as an older player, And he also played in college, so it's a little different. He was the best college player ever. But by the time Kareem had played as many minutes in the NBA as LeBron, he was no longer the best player in the world. He wasn't an MVP caliber player anymore. He's an all-star caliber player. But what LeBron's doing, Cube, at his age, the number of seasons he's been in the league, still considered the best player in the world and likely to win the title again this year. When you rate the greatest players you've ever seen, where is LeBron on that list?
Oh, man. You know, he's up there with the top. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but you got to look at how, LeBron traveled through all his career. Pretty sure he's on private planes. And how Kareem and them had to travel.
Yeah.
You know, at the start of their career. I'm pretty sure, it's different going through LAX, when you got to go through the regular old way the public go through than just, hopping out your car and jumping in a private plane. So the wear and tear, the equipment, the training, everything is so advanced now. It's all about making sure an athlete can play into their, late 30s now, we're seeing into their, mid 40s.
Spoken like someone who's been on a lot of private planes, but it's true. And also someone who's organized basketball leagues. Damn, Cube, where's my private plane? You guys must be out of your minds. What's that?
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, is in my league, and he's, playing into his, he's 50, and he's still, busting ass.
Does he have to stand
there,
for the anthem, or is that not a rule in your league?
There's no anthem in my league.
There you go.
Just go and play.
Rauf, there was a whole controversy about that. Not all that. Well, I guess it was a long time ago. I'm older than I realize sometimes. Who's going to win the Super Bowl, Cube?
I'm hoping, Tom Terrific win it. I'm a Raider fan, so I ain't going for Chiefs, whatever you call them. They broke my heart and won the Super Bowl last year, so I damn sure don't want to see them go back-to-back. So I'm going for Tom Terrific and the Bucks.
But in the meantime, your Raiders actually played them really well. The only game they've lost, because they lost to the Chargers, but, Mahomes didn't play. They were resting up at that point. The only team they lost to this whole year, the only team Mahomes has lost to in, 26 or 7 games now are your Raiders. What do you think about the challenge the Chiefs are going to present to your beloved Raiders, and what do you think the outlook is for your Raiders?
Well, I think when you have a divisional opponent, you could throw the records out the window. It's a different kind of hate when you're playing somebody in your division. So the Raiders, I think when it comes to that, anybody can be beat. The Raiders, they keep talking quarterback. We need defense. Nothing's wrong with the Raiders quarterback. We need to put some money in the defensive side of the ball and stop people, and we'll score enough points to win more games.
If Brady wins the Super Bowl, Cube, where is he in terms of, the greatest winners in the history of American team sports? There's MJ. There's the Lakers have a bunch of them, obviously Magic and Kareem and Kobe all have 5. MJ's got 6. You have a lot of great winners. There are Bill Russell we were talking about. Where do you think Brady would rank if he gets his 7th?
I mean, right up there. Don't forget about Michael Phelps and people that just have won at the highest level over and over again. He's one of the greatest athletes, that we've produced. He's winning, at the highest levels, at the hardest position. Got to give him his props. I used to be a hater because I'm still hating the Patriots because of the Tuck rule, which I don't call it the Tuck rule, call it something else, you just got to give it to him. At a certain point, you got to tip your hat, or you're just a supreme hater.
Yeah, he's not a coincidence he's in the Super Bowl again, first year with another team, COVID, no practice, etc. Lots of guys on loaded teams. Brady's back in the Super Bowl. And if he beats the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes at the age of 43, he's going to have an argument. The great Ice Cube, ladies and gentlemen, check out the new single. It's out today, Trying to Maintain. Join me on the – thanks, Cube. Appreciate you coming on, as always. Ice Cube, join me on the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. What's the real reason LeBron isn't happy about the NBA planning an all-star game? It's the real reason. It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune in to Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. What's up with LeBron in the All-Star game? Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Hey, you want to get involved with Who's Smarter Than Max? Let me tell you something. Apparently, Raj is getting hit up all over the place. My producer, he's in L.A. I'm here in New York. How does Max not know this and not know that? Brendan beat me a couple times recently in Who's Smarter Than Max? Because the way it's played is, you know, Raj throws out, name all the quarterbacks who won more than three Super Bowls. Or coaches who've won more than three Super Bowls. That's from yesterday, our last one. So, you know, some guys just jump to mind. There are three who jump to mind. Belichick, Walsh, and Chuck Knoll. And then after that, I couldn't think of who it was. I said Parcells. I knew it wasn't Parcells, but I could. Gibbs, it's a good one. And at any rate, how'd you not know? Let me see you do it under pressure. I know you're playing along in the car. You're like, oh, I got this. Do it when it matters most. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Going to leave a little time at the end of this segment to take a call, maybe. See who's smarter than Max. The answer is no one. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. So LeBron James doesn't like the idea of an all-star game. Check it out.
I have zero energy and zero excitement about an all-star game this year. You know, I don't even understand why we're having an all-star game. Short off season for myself and my teammates with 71 days. And then coming to the season, you know, we were told that we were not having an all-star game. So we had a nice little break, you know, 5 days from the 5th through the 10th, you know, an opportunity for me to kind of recalibrate for the second half of the season, my teammates as well, some of the guys in the league. And then they throw an all-star game on us like this and just breaks that all the way up. So pretty much a kind of a slap in the face.
This is really interesting to me. It's really an interesting story, and it needs much more reporting. I'm sure Woj is all over it already. It needs much more reporting because something's not adding up here. The Aaron Fox came out with a quote yesterday. It was stupid. I thought, okay, well, that's a stupid comment, the Aaron Fox. You're a young kid. But I get it from his point of view. Look, he's a young kid. He ain't going to be playing deep into the postseason. But he didn't want an all-star game. I said, yeah, the Aaron Fox, just calm down. But then when you hear LeBron say it, if anyone, like you hear players on other teams saying, if LeBron does it, we'll do it, about all kinds of stuff. He's the number one dude in the league, has tremendous power and a lot of weight, a lot of gravitas. And he's very different from De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is a young guy. LeBron's an old guy. De'Aaron Fox, he ain't got any plans to play in the postseason. Not for long anyway, even if they get there. LeBron is in the finals every year. And, you know, a players' union, players are at different points in their careers. They have different needs at different times, and their interests are not always aligned. It's not a monolith, but you would hope, or the hope of the union is they make a decision and they all go forward together. It's not unsurprising to me that a guy like De'Aaron Fox in one position and a guy like LeBron would have different views on an all-star game, but the fact that they have the same view and neither guy wants it is interesting to me. Because once you're talking about all-stars, you're only talking about good players and excellent players. A young guy without a lot of wear and tear who doesn't really have plans to play deep in the postseason, an old guy with a ton of wear and tear who plays in the finals every year, neither one wants the all-star game. So at first with De'Aaron Fox, I said, no, they should play a game. Then I hear LeBron this morning and I think, Oh, maybe they shouldn't. And then I hear that Chris Paul has been leading the charge, has been pushing for this, one of the people pushing for the All-Star game. Stephen A. mentioned on First Take today when I brought that up, what I've been hearing, that Chris Paul is, you know, this All-Star game, some of the money is being raised for HBCUs, and that's important to Chris Paul, okay? But isn't it odd? Wouldn't you think if Chris Paul was pushing for something and knew it was coming, as he has a lot of power in the Players Union, wouldn't his guy, wouldn't LeBron James at least be aware of it? I'm supposed to believe Chris Paul was behind something and LeBron James got blindsided by it? Now, the league has since come out and said, no, we never said there wasn't going to be an All-Star game. So the league has done apparently a very bad job of communicating with the players. Communication, the key to any healthy relationship, right? A very bad job communicating with the players. And what's bizarre about this to me is the players and the league have been tremendous partners in the, you know, throughout the pandemic. Tremendous partners. They've shown the rest of the sports world how it's done. There's a spirit of cooperation. They seem to negotiate or at least cooperate and move forward in good faith with one another. Now, look, any collective bargaining agreement, the owners want to keep as much money as possible, so do the players. I get it, but is there a schism in the players' union? What's going on here? It's bizarre to me. I don't know what to think about this. Usually, I feel like I have a pretty good read on a situation, even if I haven't talked to people. In this case, I've heard that Chris Paul has been, you know, one of the people leading this, and LeBron comes out and is acting as though he's blindsided by it, and then the league comes out and says, what are you talking about? We told everybody. We never, or rather, your claim, LeBron, that there wasn't going to be an All-Star game is not true. We never said that. A lack of communication between the league and the players? A division in terms of what they want in the players' union itself? I get it from LeBron's point of view. The guy plays, you know, it's a very much shorter offseason. He just played in the final. He's just a million years old. They're playing through a pandemic. They got through the season last year and crowned a champion. Zero COVID cases in a bubble. This year, they're not in a bubble. A lot has been asked of NBA players, and they've stepped up to the plate. And now they're now LeBron James, the NBA player, is pointing to that. Basically saying, how much do you want from us? There is more to this story than meets the eye so far, in my opinion, I believe. All right. Who wants to play Who's Smarter Than Max? Kevin in Illinois. You're up. Go ahead, Raj.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kevin feeling very cocky. That seems very easy listening in the car.
Yeah. He has that smart aleck voice. I hear it.
Go ahead,
Kevin. Now you're going to have to answer quick. No look anything up, buddy. Kevin. Name me the four teams to never make the Super Bowl.
Arizona Cardinals.
That's incorrect, sir. Mm. Kurt Warner took them there. He is out. See, Max? See?
Cardinals
it's
made
not
it
that easy.
Kurt Warner.
And Max get the steal. Yeah.
Am I playing right now?
All right, yeah, you do it, Max. Let's do it. Come on. Let's see if he's smarter than you. Give me one. Give me four teams.
Oh.
Never made the Super Bowl.
That have never made the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. I got to think of one first. Hold on.
Start the clock
on
Max.
They made it, and they made it. NFC East, they made it.
Start the clock. You can't. We don't got time for this. This is live radio, man. All right, hit the buzzer.
Do I have to get it right again? Do I have to win again?
No, you already tried this out on you. First of all, you think the two expansion teams. So you and Kevin should have had two right off the bat.
I was just going to go east to west. NFC, AFC, NFC,
no,
AFC.
The first thing you think of is expansion. Of course they haven't. Then you got to think two sorry-ass franchises. Come on. What's historically known as just a sorry franchise?
Yeah, but the Jets are a sorry franchise. The Bengals have been a sorry franchise. Both been in Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's true. But the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns, but it was going to take me a while to get that far west.
Yeah, and then there's one more in the NFC. Sorry, franchise. Just sad.
In the NFC.
And there's a quarterback that used to have palm trees and sunshine, but now he's going to this city. Lord of mercy. God bless
NFC.
His soul.
No.
The Detroit Lions, no. Max.
Oh,
they've
right.
never made it. And poor Jared Goff.
Detroit Lions should have been the first one. Detroit Lions only won one playoff game in the last 60 years. So if you've only won one playoff game in 60 years, I guess you can't get to the Super Bowl on that.
I can't believe you couldn't get one. Anyway, but that's what we're doing, folks. Just
well, Kevin didn't get one.
No, see, it's not that easy, is it? See,
it should be called Who's As Dumb As Max?
I think we're changing it right now. Yeah, I think Devin is in graphics right now and changing it to Who's As
Hold
Dumb
on.
As
so
Max.
Wait a minute. We're missing one. You said there are four. Detroit.
No, I gave you four.
Cleveland.
Both expansion teams. Yeah, and both expansion teams. Jags and Texans.
Oh, right. Texans is who I was missing. Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, it's going to be a while before they get there, too. They're giving up to Sean Jackson, apparently. All right. No doubt coming up. This is the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Super Week on ESPN Radio is brought to you by AutoZone. This is the best quarterback matchup in the Super Bowl era ever? Best Super Bowl matchup of quarterbacks ever? Let me phrase that in English. Best quarterback matchup in the Super Bowl ever? Sometimes I speak English like it's my second language. No Doubts next. Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you want to get in on Smarter Than Max. Last guy was even dumber than Max. Named four teams, never made the Super Bowl. First thing he does, he named the team that made the Super Bowl. And by the way, it was like memorable when they made the Super Bowl because they weren't really good enough to do it. That was the year the Eagles bumped off the Giants. So it must have been 08? Was it 08? I think it was after the Giants had beaten the undefeated Patriots the very next year. But maybe it was, I think it was 08. So it was, the Super Bowl took place in 09 then, right? All right. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Gonna get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think of these.
No Doubt.
Play No Doubt. All I have to do is remember to say either No Doubt or Nah, Son, but
that's
I frequently
right.
forget to do that.
That's right. Now, hey, you teased this earlier, so I want to know, Super Bowl 55 is the best quarterback matchup of all time.
Easily, and I'll tell you why. Like,
that's not
both,
what you say. You just did it.
By the way, who's smarter than Max? No Doubt. No Doubt.
And, no Doubt.
And, it's easily because the stakes have never been higher. It's not just like Mahomes is the best I've ever seen do it. Tom Brady is the GOAT, and he's still playing at an elite level. You know, Tom Brady threw 40 touchdowns this year and not a lot of interceptions. And he was great on third down, as always, throughout these playoffs. Mahomes is the best I've ever seen. But the implications, the ramifications for history in this game are just different. Because if Brady wins, it's such an uphill climb for Mahomes to ever catch him. He probably never does it. Seven championships and a head-to-head one against Mahomes in his prime. But if Mahomes wins, damn, this kid's been in the league 3 years and almost had a three-peat in his first 3 years. Beat Brady. Ooh. Yeah, it's the best of all time.
All right. Hey, check it out. Bobby Brown. That's right. The great Bobby Brown turns 52 today already. 52, Bobby. Hey, Bobby was the most talented member of New Edition.
No Doubt, I guess. I don't know.
No
I don't have
doubt.
Trezvan was the guy back then, right? Like, he was the.
Well, he had the voice. He had the voice.
Yeah. And I, like, this is how old I am. I remember why they're called New Edition. I was in the fifth grade, Mr. Goldstein's class in PS41. When they dropped. And the whole thing was, I guess it's like 82, 83. And the whole thing was New Edition. They were the new Jackson 5.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how old I am. And but Bobby All Brown right. was not that dude early on. He turned, you know, over time he did. And part of it is he winds up with Whitney Houston and the whole thing is history.
Yeah, but he had the swagger. He had the swagger.
He did.
Though. All right. Hey, check it out. Let's get back to the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce is better than Gronk ever was.
Nah, son. Gronk's the best of all time. By the way, Travis Kelce, if George Kittle is healthy right now, it's unclear who the best tight end in the world is, maybe because of the blocking, Kittle gets the slight edge. There was no controversy when Gronk was playing. He was the best, period. And by the way, Raj, I saw Shannon Sharp at his best. I saw Tony Gonzalez at his best. I saw a lot of tight ends in my life. Gronk was better than all of them. He's 6'6", 270. He can block. He can do all kinds of stuff. And by the way, he was almost like Gronk was as responsible as anyone. I mean, Tony Gonzalez too, yes, but for the fact that the linebacker position changed and the safety position changed, like they need, he was such a matchup nightmare. They had to, like, they needed faster line, more athletic guys to be able to cover and also match up with size. Gronk is the best. He's the greatest tight end of all time.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That was good. Hey, Max, you know this new segment we're doing?
Yeah.
With the callers? What's it called?
It's called Who's Smarter Than Max?
No, we're changing it. Who's Dumber Than Max? It's a new segment. Who's Dumber Than Max? Yeah.
It's a better name.
So far, only what? Yes.
Everyone. The answer is everyone.
Mike. Everyone so far. All right. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. What's up, Mike? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Which two teams have the most Super Bowl losses? The most L's?
Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm. You got four right away off the top of your head.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Right, stop the clock. Hit the clock on them, B.
No, you know what? I don't think that's right. I don't think that. Well, how many?
They have two, so I don't know if there's one more. One team more. Than
well, he got one of them right. The Patriots. People forget.
Yeah, the Patriots,
because
they've been in so many. Also, don't forget Brady lost three with them. The Giants beat them. That's four losses right there. And I think they have another.
Then the 85 Bears. The 85 Bears.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, and then
Did I say the Giants? I meant the Bears. The Bears in 85 destroyed them.
85 Bears got them. Hey,
the Broncos, right? Sure. Don't forget, Elway lost all those Super Bowls before he started winning them.
And then you remember in the 70s, they lost. I believe the Cowboys got them. The Broncos and the Patriots.
And they lost recently. And they lost recently before they won.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but the ones who jumped to, like, the Bills are the first that jumped to mind because they lost those four in a row. But actually, the Patriots, right? It's a byproduct of their success.
Man, so far, everybody's
dumber than Max.
Everybody's dumber than Max.
Yay! I don't care if I'm the smartest as long as everyone else is dumber, although that's a pretty dumb comment. Keyshawn's thoughts coming up.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.